My story starts about 5 years ago in Nelson. It was a sleepy Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning. Little did I know that an unexpected sort of meeting that day was going to sort of help me discover a new passion of mine, one that I've pursued for quite a long time since then. So there I was, lying in bed, and my cheeky little four-year-old just charged into my room and starts jumping up and down on me like a trampoline. I'm sure you've all had that experience before. Eventually I worked out she wanted to go for a bit of adventure or a bit of activity. So I thought, right, okay, what can we do? So we decided to head to Stoke, to the Railway Reserve in Stoke. Now one might wonder if you can actually find a passion in Stoke, but trust me, it does happen. So we headed off to Stoke, and the Railway Reserve in Stoke's a pretty cool place if you haven't been there. It's a shared path, and that's the area that I work in, building shared paths. It's actually quite a beautiful part of Nelson history because it's the old railway corridor that was built through Nelson by our pioneers. And that was kind of cool because they had a dream about trying to decide to build this little utopia of England, if you like, little train stations all the way along, and maybe we didn't even need a sort of big arterial road because we'd all jump on trains and go into Nelson and back again. But that didn't really work for them. So we turned it into like this beautiful shared path. So we were cruising along there on this particular Sunday morning with my daughter. There were people in their mobility scooters cruising along, and there were rollerbladers, and there was me and my daughter on our bike, and walkers and all the rest of it. We were having a great time. The people were actually sharing, and there were some doggy friends, there were some pets, there were some doggy friends weaving in and out of us quite happily. Eventually we cruised along, and, you know, as four-year-olds do, they get tired and they want something to eat, so we cruised into this park bench, and this is where the story gets quite interesting, I think. And there was this old fella sitting on this bench. Now, I remember him, he was just sitting there on his own, sort of minding his day. He turns to me and he goes, "Is it okay for me to talk to your daughter?" And I thought that was kind of weird. I thought, you know, why would an elderly man actually ask if it's okay to talk to my daughter? And I thought that was kind of sad, really, in a way. I thought, you know, he should be able to do that. So I just didn't want to make a big thing of it and gave him the thumbs up like this. And so they start talking about what four-year-olds and an old chap talk about, ferries and bikes and all these sort of really important things to a four-year-old. Eventually, Neve got bored with this conversation and said, "Oh, you know, spider rope swing across the other way," and charged off to the rope swing and left us adults to talk. Just an aside, you know, I would applaud all those rogue rope swing builders out there. They are fantastic. You know, bugger the Health and Safety Act. You know, society needs more rogue rope swing builders, I think. And I love the way now Max kind of turns a blind eye. There's some councillors here, I think, so to be careful. Turns a blind eye to these rogue rope swings because I think they're awesome. But anyway, us adults started talking, and this guy told me his story. And his story was about how he'd lost his wife recently. His family lived far, far away. And the shared path was his community. This is where he came. This was his bench that we just stumbled on and sat down beside him. It really touched me, and I thought, wow, it means a lot more to him than just a transport route through the community. This was his place where he just found his community, found his being, found his heart, really, in a way. And then I sort of told him a little story about how I had a small hand in helping to build this path, and also about how we almost lost it. We almost lost it in the fact that there was a number of councillors way back when that fought very hard to save it because the government wanted to sell it, wanted to sell it away because it was spare railway land and it was just waste and we're going to give it back to the people. And some of those councillors, I think I get the names right, were Mike Cotton of the time and I think even Gail in the audience might have had a bit of a hand in it, and Mike Ward and Derek Shaw, probably names I can't remember. But it was really cool it was saved. What had awoken me was the passion for public space. And quite often we don't really, really value that space and what it means to people. And it can mean the most unexpected things sometimes. And so ever since then in my sort of career, I've been working towards a passion of mine and creating these spaces where the community mixes and people get to meet part of the community in unexpected ways. In fact, there's actually a theory you have around it. It's called the chaos theory. All works around the unexpected connections of people and how those unexpected connections can make community bonds. So I guess my little takeout for today for my pet passion is never underestimate that unexpected connection with somebody or the difference that unexpected sort of interaction might be or be valued by that person. Thank you.